So
once we've calculated from the density of states, once we've calculated the free energy, for instance, if we have the Gibbs free energy, it would be the internal energy minus TS because we're holding it at constant temperature, minus the stress times the strain because we're holding it at constant stress. And then we also subtract the electric field times the polarization because we hold the electric field constant, not the polarization. The polarization would be the thing that would be held constant in the internal energy because polarization is one of those quantities that scales with the size of the system. If you make it twice as big, it has twice as much dipole moment. And this is the same too. This is the magnetic field times the magnetization. So all of these here, what we're doing is a Legendre transformation to the relevant free energy for a system held at constant temperature, constant stress, constant electric field, and constant magnetic field. And then I just differentiate this. This is just going from here to here is just a mathematics step. All these products, I get two terms from them. And then I remember that the derivative of the internal energy looks like this. This was in the lecture before we left for Christmas. And then I can identify that this is the total derivative of the Gibbs free energy, and the entropy must be minus the derivative of the free energy with respect to temperature. The strain must be the minus the derivative of the free energy with respect to stress, and so forth. The polarization is minus the derivative of the energy with respect to electric field. There are 9 components here, and so there are 9 different derivatives, and those give the 9 elements of the strain matrix. Here there are 3 components of the electric field, the X component, the Y component, and the Z component, so there are 3 derivatives here, and those give the 3 components of the polarization. You differentiate the free energy to get the polarization. And then if you take one